for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction will be the final one for 2024. 18,472 head to be offered on Thursday, December 19th, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. And by the way, this Thursday, December 19th, is the consignment deadline for Bell Ringer, the first video auction of the new year. That'll be the 8th through the 10th of January in Oklahoma City. If you want more information about Superior Livestock, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Family caregivers support their loved ones every day. Now there's a tax credit to help support them. The new Caring for Caregivers tax credit gives Oklahoma family caregivers up to $3,000 in financial relief for expenses like medical supplies and in-home care. If you're caring for a loved one, you've earned this support. Check your eligibility at aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit. That's aarp.org/OK Caregiver Tax Credit, paid for by AARP.
Well, yesterday, the Oklahoma National Stockyards auctioned off a calf for the benefit of the All-American Beef Battalion, along with National Livestock, providing lunch for those in attendance. The calf auctioned off was donated by 3C Cattle Feeders and the Clyde Runyon family of Mill Creek, Oklahoma. Our own Ron Hayes caught up with Chris Carroll with National Livestock to talk about this special event and how it all got started.
Well, it all started with customers that we had. Clyde Runyon was a customer of National Livestock Credit Corp, and he donated the first calf that ever sold here back in 2006. And ever since then, National's just been involved with getting the beef battalion here to fix steaks for everybody here at the stockyards, and then also raising funds that all go back to the All-American Beef Battalion.
Over the years, over $651,000 has been raised to support AABB by this end-of-the-year effort in Oklahoma City, and yesterday did not disappoint.
Yes. We raised $54,000 here today, and we're one of their largest fundraising events that they have. And so we're just happy to help that it keeps their mission going. And the guys that are veterans that help cook here today for the Beef Battalion, they're just giving it forward for those that maybe did it for them.
Once again, that's Chris Carroll with National Livestock. Well, have you gotten your Real ID yet? Beginning May 7th, a Real ID license or identification card or a valid federal ID will be required to board domestic flights, go into federal buildings, and much more. I had the opportunity to sit down with Brittany Joyner, Senior Public Information Officer for Service Oklahoma, to find out how we can be more prepared.
There are over 270 locations in the state of Oklahoma where people can go in and get their Real ID. So if you're out, you know, in Stillwater and you want to visit your Service Oklahoma location, you can visit that location, or you can visit your local tag office, which we call licensed operators now. So there are 270 locations you can visit. If you visit a Service Oklahoma location, you can conveniently go online and save your spot in line. And this is the big thing. If you're doing holiday shopping, you're out and about, you can just go on your mobile device and say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and save my spot, kind of like your favorite restaurant, right? You get in line before you get there, and then you can continue to do your holiday shopping. You can continue to run any of your errands, and then it'll tell you when it's your time to be seen. And then you just go to a Service Oklahoma location and visit there. If you decide that you want to do a licensed operator location, your local licensed operator, your favorite licensed operator, we highly encourage that as well. You can call them and see what their wait time is, if they have a wait time. They are ready to start with the Real IDs. They know that that deadline is coming, so they know that people are going to be getting in, because people are not going to want to have wait lines or anything like that whenever that May 7, 2025 deadline comes through.
For any questions or to get your checklist, you can go to oklahoma.gov. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.